So what's good? What's good? Yes, it's Courtney Jones with Intelligent Change. Glad to be back. It's been a while, hasn't it? Like, yeah, it's been a while since I've been chit-chatting. Busy. Thought I'd pop in and say, hey, what's good? Wanted to check on you, see how you're doing. Yeah, I've been sitting back, chilling a little bit. It is Sunday, April 29th, and not only the end of what has been a really beautiful weekend here in Denver, Colorado, but also 2 days away from May 1st. May Day. Yeah, so it's like, and then especially here in Colorado, like, we actually get to experience like each of the seasons. So it's been really beautiful getting a little glimpse of spring. It had been really rainy, really cold, so glad that it's back to being warm again. Woo! So taking advantage of the sun, but I'm also taking advantage today of because it is so nice, you know, just prepping for the month, sitting outside on the patio. Got the cup of Java, sitting back in the sun, you know, catching a few rays, just really enjoying, like, in really deep appreciation today for sunshine. Yes, I am a tropical creature. Like, I always believe that deep inside. Like, I grew up in Colorado, so you would think I'd be used to, like, snow and cold weather and long springs by now. But I always seem to, like, I'm a summer baby, so I've always just seemed like I thrive when it was hot outside. So definitely looking forward to that. So, yeah, you know, excited about the spring. And so that's one of the things, like, I'm always talking to people, and especially, like, really making and setting the intention for May to, you know, really do regular episodes, just really because I'm this year very much into documenting the journey, you know, like what's just, you know, the mind, the life, the day-to-day experience of the micro entrepreneur that, you know, just kind of surfing, you know, chilling out in this new, exploring the future of work, looking at different options, just really for, especially as a micro entrepreneur, somebody who is completely responsible for, like, their income that is coming in and creating the structures and staying productive and being effective in the way that they implement and execute their strategies to be able to really live the lifestyle that that you envision when you say you want to run your own thing or run your own business, be an entrepreneur, do your own thing. That there's a bit of, like, courageousness there, you know, like, you're a risk taker, you're kind of stepping outside the lines a little bit. So, you know, it's like, there's just a few things that it does take. Like, you not only have to have that thick shell, you have to have, like, I'm always talking about the bounce back, the resilience that it takes to really get out there and to literally make it happen for yourself day by day. And that's whether, like, you've got a startup, whether it's a software as a service kind of business, whether it's online, whether you have a brick and mortar, like, but whether you're doing the damn thing, whether you're working the 9 to 5 and on the side, you're doing the side hustle, but, like, in the, with the future vision of doing your own thing, like, you know, you're making it happen, you're kind of stepping out into the forefront of what I believe eventually will be a very common way of living and working. And we're seeing more and more of it, like, with digital nomads, people who work all over the world with just their laptop, just traveling everywhere. Like, so I'm not really doing that. Like, I bounce around Denver a lot. If you know about Denver, like, what did they say? I think there was something in the paper that said we're second only to, like, the Bay Area as far as, like, the highest rents in, like, the country. So it's really crazy. Like, if you, one of the perks or drawbacks, depending on how you look at it, of the digital nomad life can be some of the couch surfing aspects of it. And it's like, you know, so some of that, it's like, it's really hard, like, even finding places here. It's not even an aspect of can you afford the apartment, which, like, the rents are crazy, but it's even finding a spot. Like, there's more and more people, like, pouring in every year, I mean, like, every month. So it's just, like, really, really crazy. So, and one thing that I noticed, because we have lovely coffee shops here, and we have a lot of them, and so I am constantly in the coffee shops. I'm always, like, you know, it's a great way to meet new people. It's like kind of that, I think, who was it that did a quote? I think it was, like, Kanye West. Have you been following his tweets? You know, if it's in the news, I have a view. You know. But I'm not going to get feisty today. I'm not even going to get sidetracked by that. That's a whole nother conversation. So I might jump on that later. But for right now, I think one of the quotes I saw by Kanye last week was something about, like, the whole world is our office. And it's like, you know, and I felt like, and I think I retweeted it, but it's like, I definitely feel like when you're living that micro entrepreneur, that when you're a digital nomad, creating your life and business in the digital space, when you're doing all that, like, it is really important. Like, the entire world is kind of your office. You're constantly reaching out. You never know. Like, you might talk to someone that sparks a new idea, a new conversation, maybe even a new business. So you don't know. You're constantly interacting and networking with people, communicating, and a lot of times that's not face to face. So, I get a lot of questions, and one of the things that I kind of struggle, I'm big on tools and resources. I'm always looking for templates. If I can't find them, I create my own. So I'm always finding ways that I can do things like work smarter, not harder, where I can do, like, you know, chop it up, do different templates for different stuff that I need. I'm really big on, like, the content thing, especially with getting focused on the podcast. But even if you're not, whether it's like just, that's one of the most difficult things that when you're kind of working by yourself and with yourself, you know, on building a business, is that kind of that loneliness factor. One is the loneliest number, because it can, like, you do kind of get that where you get an echo chamber, which is why it's so important to get out and hang out and go to the coffee shops and everything. But you are very responsible, not only for making your own money, but for managing your own time and being effective in the way that you manage that time so that you can productively earn some income. Yeah, that's right. So that's the thing. It's like, so how do you, if you're not like just a naturally organized person, then, like, how do you even handle that? Like, I get asked that question a lot, and I'm, like, by no means an expert, but I do have, like, a few tips and tricks up my sleeve that, like, work for me. Like I said, I'm big on the templates, big on that. And if you ever want any templates, then please, like, let me know. You can click the link in my bio always. And, like, I have the little thing where you can schedule a time to talk to me, 15 minutes, no pressure. And it's like the same link, like, if you want to work with me as well, but you can, I'm always open to, like, a 15 minute, like, brainstorming session, like, with anybody. I call it, like, a virtual coffee. But, like, if you want, you can literally just put in there, like, I asked a little question about, like, you know, so what are you, like, dealing with right now? What are you excited about? You can literally put in there, be like, I need this template that you were talking about that's, like, for your content calendar. Like, you can literally put that in there, and I will, like, immediately email you back. Yeah, it's easy, because I'm just here to make things easier for you. That's it. I'm literally just trying to pull out all the stuff that, like, I struggle with, all that steep learning curve stuff. It's too much. So I just try and think of ways, like, when it pops in my head, I'm like, oh, let me tell them about that. Let me make sure that they know about this, because I want things to be easier for you. Yeah, because the micro entrepreneur lifestyle, it's supposed to be fun. That's it. So, speaking of fun, one of the most fun that you can have in your business is when you get things organized. And I know it doesn't sound like it's fun. I know it does not sound like it's fun. So I'm going to try and make it fun. Like, I'm just going to give you, and, like, I try not to go for the big numbers or anything. So I'm going to do a small one. Okay, so I'm doing, like, 3 tips for, like, greeting Monday with, like, your game face on and making sure that you beat your own high score, like, through the whole entire week. That's it. And it's not that hard. It's not. I swear. Like, I'm always looking for the shortcuts. So this, it's not hard, I promise. But it's like 3 simple steps, and I'm going to go through them and, you know, take some notes if you want to. But I try to do this type of stuff so that it's really simple, because the thing is, you know, I'm really big on that body memory, that muscle memory, that sinking it in on all levels. So not only do I want you to hear about, like, just, and I'm just going to go through, like, how I prep for the week and the things that I do, but just 3 simple tips. You can seal it in. I want it to get to where it's, like, so simple. It's like a muscle memory for you. You just do it automatically. You don't even think about it. What? That's right, Piages. Because I'm trying to make it simple for you, right? Right. Okay. So sit back, chill out, get your Java. If you need to, grab a pen, and I'll be right back with like some pretty cool tips for handling shit, okay? Because that's it. Like, you know that little meme? I might actually put it up tomorrow on my Instagram. That lovely meme about how Monday, like sharks, they're not afraid of Mondays, okay? Like, they come out like biting shit, okay? Like, tearing shit up, letting people know they're a shark, okay? So, this, tune in, this episode is all about, like, literally facing Monday, like, what? That's it. Get your game face on. I'll be back. So what's the plan, Stan? Okay, so anyone and everyone who knows me, they know. And to some people, it's highly annoying, but they're all right. But the thing is, that's like my number one mantra. Like, that's one of the questions. I'm a big believer in questions as well. But, and I'm always amazed at people who don't like questions or who are uncomfortable asking them and having to answer them. But anyway, so, I'm big on questions. And one of the questions I ask a lot of is, okay, so what's the plan, Stan? Because I do like detailed plans. And one of the things is, I'm also a strong believer that you can only control your part in how the universe moves. So, you know, like, but I do believe that you can be as prepared as you technically can so that any opportunities or avenues that are opened up or that come across your path, you can be prepared for and you can act on and act on effectively and in a way that actually, like, moves you towards, like, your biggest dreams and goals. And that's just kind of, you know, getting into the habit of thinking and living like that to where it's automatic. There I go with that muscle memory thing again. I know. So that's one of the things, like, so when I'm talking about, you know, creating like that, just really getting up on a Monday morning, like, ah, because, you know, a lot of people, like, they hate Mondays. They're like, ah, I can't stand it. But that's because you're like, you got to shift your mindset a little bit. And it's like, because you're getting up and you're dreading what you're facing. And that's why there's that, So these are like tips for that are all about getting you like, woo, up and like ready to face the day. That's it. Okay, so one of the things, the number one thing for me is get organized. It might be painful. Yes. See, now I'm big on like journals. I'm always looking for calendars that let me add notes and do project planning. And so, you know, find you, if you need to, like a good app or some kind of, if you need to, just jot it down on paper. Some people, I am an old timer with the paper as well. Paper and pencil people. It puts that muscle memory in. But at the same time, like, you know, whatever floats your boat when it comes to, like, you know, jotting your notes, staying organized, your folders and all of that. But one of the ways that I get myself completely organized and looking forward to the week ahead, I really do look forward, and I'm in the habit and pattern now of on Sundays, where I really, I look forward to it now, and I do most Sundays very, very early, and this is like, for me, like an ideal time, because it's still really, really quiet, nobody else is up, I have my coffee, I can go out on the patio, and I can really do like my best thinking, and so that's kind of like my thing, you know, for the week, like, you know, what are some of the things that I'd like to get accomplished this week? What are the things that are imperative, the must-dos that have to get done? And, you know, and just really looking at some of the things that will move me forward, that'll get me closer to the goals and the dreams that I've set. So it's like, you know, like you're just really being your own, like, kind of motivator like that. But I strongly believe in that, getting organized. I have a little template. There I go with the templates again, but they work. But I have a little template, and I literally go through and I have like what my action steps are for the week. I put in like anything that I absolutely have to get accomplished. What I try and do is I try and stick to like 3 things per day, because what I do is I break it down per day. When I'm planning on a Sunday, I break down from Monday through Friday. I do a lot of stuff on Saturdays too. So I break down like Monday through Saturday, the things that must get done, things I'd like to get done, things that if there's time, or if it looks like the universe flows right, that we'd like to, that should pop up somewhere in the mental memory banks. And then the key is, I don't just look at Because that's one of the things we get caught up. We're like, oh, I got to make this business work. I got to do this. I'm jumping out on my own. And, you know, you're gung-ho. You're really excited. But one of the things about really making this work, that whole work-life balance thing, I look at and when I'm planning throughout the week, because these weekly goals that I'm doing, they should align with what my goals for the month are. And those monthly goals always are kind of fall in line and they align with what my yearly goals are and what my long-term goals are. So when you're looking at it that way, I'm not just looking at like what are the three things. Oh, I've got to get like my podcast out, or I've got to get these three discovery sessions done this week. Like, I don't look at it like that. What I look at it as is like completely rounded. So I'm looking at my work stuff, any business ideas that I maybe want to put a little more attention on. But I'm also looking at like what are things that, you know, like my body needs? What are things that like my family needs? Are there things like with relationships? Maybe I want to renew or cement relationships, and whether that's family relationships, whether that's, oh, okay, my sister, I want to catch up this week and have lunch with her. She came back from a trip. I want to see how everything went. We haven't had a chance to just really sit down and talk. Let me schedule in an hour for that. But really being conscious about how you're choosing to spend your time and what you're making priorities for each week. And I found that, especially if you're like me, you're like one of those calendar people, if you're putting it in the calendar and you're scheduling it each week for those must-dos, then it's going to pop up. You're more inclined to act on it and make it a priority if you can see it scheduled in the calendar. So that works for me. I use a lot of apps and stuff. One of the apps I use is Quip. So you can definitely check it out, quip.com, but it lets me stay organized. I love that it lets me add templates, but it really helps me stay organized and stay on my Dean as far as like each area of life that I'm looking at and that I want to grow and that I have goals that I want to meet. But that's definitely the number one tip that I can say. And especially if you're working for yourself, by yourself, you have to stay organized, you have to stay effective, you have to stay productive. Then number one, getting organized and getting yourself in a workflow that works for you, but that you can work all week without any type of problem. And now that you're getting organized, woo woo, all prepped up, ready to get face the Monday like a shark. So that's the thing. And as you're like getting all hyped up and inspired and motivated, because it really does help. And I found that that's like one of the most incredible inspirational things is to see your own goals like written out where you can see them. And it's awesome to like type them up too. You probably do want to have something that you got typed up that you can see and read. But I found, like I said, I do a lot of journaling. So to really see in print, like what my goals are, that's like an additional motivator as well. So you're all hyped up, you're looking at what your goals are, you're like, yeah, I got this, I can do this. So now, here we come to tip number two. Now you want to get yourself motivated and you want to set yourself up a motivational playlist that you can ride through the whole week with. Yeah. And so it's totally up to you, like how you want to roll with this. And I'll tell you just a little bit about me, because it can be music that energizes you. It can be like I have on Spotify, I have like my Beast Mode playlist, and I got like all the crazy stuff in there. Like I've got Jeezy in there, I got Kevin Gates, I Don't Get Tired. Like I've got like the stuff that really motivates me, because I'm a lyric person. I love the lyrics. So I've got a whole mash, and I've got like Skrillex in there, like rah rah. Like, so I've got all this stuff in there that really puts me in this mindset of yes, let's do this. So I've got that Spotify playlist. I've also got, and a lot of those tunes have showed up on the Intelligent Change with Courtney playlist on Spotify too. So you can go check it out if you want to. If you need a little inspiration and motivation, yeah. And so it can definitely be like that type of music, or you know, maybe you want a list of like, it could be like that if you've got like those brain and training, or some people like the focus, the instrumentals, no lyrics, more where it puts you in that kind of like theta mindset where you're just like focused while you're writing or you're popping it, you're in the zone, you know? So like if that works, whatever. Ever float your boat. I like instrumentals and world music too. I love a world music that's in other languages. I don't understand the language, but so it's just this melodic background that really just kind of puts me in that vibe too. Some people like tones, you know, so it's just really, like I said, whatever floats your boat. you might like be one of those people who likes to hear inspirational and motivational quotes or motivational talks. So one of the things that I can definitely suggest is go check out TED Talks. You can search for them. I think they have the app for iOS and for Android. And you can go to the site, TEDTalks.com. And it's awesome. Like, it's literally compiled. They have categories. But there actually is, like, there are a few motivational playlists. Talks by Tony Robinson, Les Brown, like really, if you want to get in that mindset, Barbara Corcoran has like a really awesome one. If I can find it, I'll definitely put it on the Facebook page as well. But yeah, because it's really powerful. But like, yeah, it's definitely a cool place to find some really, really powerful, not only powerful talks about motivation, but just really powerful talks about life and culture and industry and mindset, really. So you can definitely check those out. But those are just a few of the ways, like, you want to keep yourself going all week. Find videos that motivate you on YouTube, make you a little like motivational playlist, and you can keep those playlists private, so they don't have to be, you know, exposed to anybody else, but just little videos that you, maybe if they're little short ones. If you do, as I mentioned before, like the Pomodoro technique where you work for the 25 minutes straight, you're focused, you're concentrated on your work, stop, break for that 5 minutes. Maybe you have little short 5 minute videos that you watch just whoop whoop for that motivation for, so maybe you got a little short YouTube playlist. If you find cool stuff while you're floating around on the internet, especially on YouTube, pop it in your watch later. And then go back, schedule a time in your calendar, and go back and watch those later. And then the best ones, the ones that really put the fire under you, add those to a playlist. That is your motivational playlist. That's it. Tip number two for greeting Monday with your game face on and beating your own high score all week. All right, so you're all prepped up, you're organized, got your head, your mind right, all prepped out. You know your top three must-dos for each day this week and how you want to execute on getting those done. You know how you're going to feel like all whoop-whoop by the end of the week at all the stuff you've accomplished. Beat that high score. That's right. You got your motivational playlist already. Like, woo, woo. So, like, you're going to literally, that ear candy is going to, like, pump you through, like, even the crazies, the up, down, the in-betweens. But work is going to flow this week. What? What? Who's ready? You ready? That's right. So we're all ready. So we've counted it down. So we did the first tip for greeting Monday. Get organized. That's all you're prepping. That's figuring out what your goals are and how you want to meet them this week, how they align with your monthly goals and your yearly goals. Like, we're tackling this because we're serious about this ish. What? That's right. Okay, so we're all organized. We're all prepped up. We know what our part is that we're going to play this week. And we know how we're going to put things in action. And we're going to let the universe do its part. Right? Right. Okay, so now we got the motivational playlist. So that's to keep us going. Like, staying motivated. We're whistling while we work. Like, woo, woo, we are ready. Because what does Kevin Gates say? I don't get tired. Okay. I got like 8 jobs. It's true, but that's all right because I'm enjoying it. I'm having a great time. So that's it, because we want to whistle while we work because it shouldn't feel like work. No, this is like your literal like action steps to freedom. What? That's right. Because you're creating life on your own terms. You're creating your business, your lifestyle. You're creating the like your ideal life. You're moving towards your goals. So this is how we handle this. So then what's the third tip? Like, you seem like you got it all, right? Right? Okay, so this is it. So this is that part. We've been talking about work and staying focused all week. But like I said, remember when we were talking about planning out your goals and deciding like how you want to meet your big goals for the year. So it's not just your work. We're also looking at our body, our mindset, our relationships with others. Are we getting out? Are we hanging out? Or how are we educating ourselves? I went to a festival this weekend. I learned all about ink and pottery. That's it. It's like we're learning new stuff. So that's where that life part comes in. After you've all prepped up, you're all ready. You got your action steps ready. You're all organized and prepped for the week. You got your motivational prep, a motivational playlist ready. That's when step number 3 comes in. That's when that life part comes in. Yeah, it's Sunday. You sit back, you chill, catch a few rays. You know that Netflix and chill. I'm getting more and more into that. It's like I have discovered late. I will admit it because I'm very late with all the TV stuff. But I have discovered the Housewives franchise. Yes. It's fascinating too. So that's a whole nother show. And please believe I will tune you in. But so, you know, that's what Sundays are for. Like sit back, chill out, wind down early if you can, drink lots of water. I'm one of those people that like to prep ahead of like the week. I make all my plans, I get my scheduling ready, my calendar. Okay, this is what I'd like to wear because I'm going to go this place on Wednesday. So, you know, all that little extra prep stuff so you don't have to run around during the week. But just really, you know, like it's just sit back, enjoy the people around you, get your mind off of work. I try and also, like, I'm all excited on Sunday mornings about getting myself prepped. But one of my other little rituals on Sunday is I find like a really cool app that has nothing to do with work. Okay, well, mostly that has nothing to do with work. It's like I'm always looking for cool calendars and planners. So I don't know if that follows. I like to think that it follows under lifestyle and not business tools, but just in case. And so I'll be putting together, like people are always asking me about those little tips and tools that I use. So I definitely will. I promise. I'll put together like one of those little resource guides or whatever. And then you can like hook me, hit me up if you want to like download it. It's all good. But yeah, so that's your three tips. There, you got it right there. So three tips for like just literally waking up on Monday morning, like, what, bitch? I got this. That's right. Three tips for greeting Monday with your game face on and beating your own high score all week. That's it. And it's not that hard. That's it. All it takes is a little prepping on Sunday. It's like, yeah, and it doesn't have to be like stressful thinking it out. Because like I said, if you're doing these like goals and you're flowing, then you it's just natural steps and progression. You're reflecting back over what you accomplished this week and looking at how you can take next steps and to like keep moving the dream forward. So that's it. It's simple, it's easy, doesn't take much of your day. You get it in there, it just becomes a habit. And you want to get in the habit of greatness, you want to get in the habit of awesomeness, you want to get in the habit of running your own ish, right? So that's it. So I hope you enjoyed it. Enjoy the day. If you got any questions or comments, if you got any ways that you use that keep you motivated, whistling while you work and making shit happen all week, then please leave a comment. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. So if you subscribe to the show and leave a comment, I'll definitely hear it and I'll definitely see it. And hey, you never know. Like I might just pop up and be like, hey, you want to be on the show? So yeah, that's it. But appreciate it again so much for listening. It's Friday. It's excuse me, Sunday, April 29th, about to start a new week, biatches. So get ready. I hope you enjoyed it. It's Courtney with Intelligent Change, and you are awesome. So until next time, go be it. Peace. Hey, it's Courtney with Intelligent Change with Courtney, and I just wanted to thank you for tuning in. I also wanted to remind you to hit the subscribe button so you can be notified as soon as a new episode comes out. That's it. I don't want you to miss any of this delicious goodness. That's right. This ear candy that's keeping you motivated in the ups, downs, and in-betweens of life as a digital nomad and micro entrepreneur in the digital space. Enjoy the ride. So don't forget, hit the subscribe button and tell all your friends. Oh, yeah. And if you're interested in working with me, hit the link in the bio.